This morning's parasha is Vayeshev, means here I am. Joseph had a dream. Now Joseph was 17, and out of Israel's 12 sons, Joseph was his favorite. Remember last week that Jacob's name was changed to Israel. So Joseph told his brothers about this dream. Listen to this dream I had. We were binding sheaves of grain out in the field when suddenly my sheaf rose and stood upright while your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it. His 11 brothers already hated him because of the multicolored robe his father had given him. This dream just made them angrier. Listen, Joseph said, I had another dream, and this time the sun and the moon and 11 stars were bowing down to me. His father rebuked him and said, What is this dream you had? Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow down to the ground before you? But Jacob, his father, pondered the meaning of this. Now, I've read many books and listened to many discussions. They come from people's heart, some good and some not so plausible. It's easy to react like Jacob. What are the chances of that ever happening? So, I presented these things before the Lord. Some information is worth pondering, and some isn't. Well, Joseph's brothers reacted by taking the next opportunity they had to kill him. But Reuben, the firstborn son, would have none of this. So they threw him into a dry well. Reuben planned on returning that evening and bringing Joseph back. That's when they saw a caravan heading to Egypt, so they sold him. With a blood-soaked robe, Joseph's brothers deceived Jacob into thinking that some ferocious animal had devoured his favorite son. How hard that must have been for Jacob. When the caravan arrived in Egypt, they sold Joseph to Potiphar, one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard. Now, the Lord was with Joseph so that he prospered, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. Potiphar put him in charge of his whole house and entrusted him with everything he owned. After a while, Potiphar's wife took notice of Joseph and said, Come to bed with me. Joseph resisted every time. But later she found an opportunity to falsely accuse him of pursuing her and had Joseph thrown in prison. Well, while Joseph was in prison, the Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favors in the eyes of the prison wardens. Now, a cupbearer and a baker had a troubling dream, and Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me your dreams." So they did, and Joseph interpreted the dreams. The cupbearer would again be the cupbearer to Pharaoh, but the baker would die. And Joseph, well, he was forgotten in prison. But what about Joseph's dreams? Where is all this going? It's like we're on the eve of something great. Where is all of this going? Let's jump ahead about 2,000 years. Antiochus IV became ruler of the empire governing Judea. He made it a crime to be Jewish by outlawing every religious practice. Even possession of the Torah was a death sentence. He also emptied the second temple and placed a statue of some Greek god in it. Sometimes where we are just doesn't seem right. Around 165 BC, Mattathias pondered this. At last, why was I born to see this, the ruin of my people, the ruin of the holy city, and to live here when it is given over to the enemy? Joseph, back in prison, must have pondered the same thing. At last, what about those dreams, Lord, of rising up above my brothers? Mattathias reminds his son, remember the deeds of the ancestors, which they did in their generation, and you will receive great honor and an everlasting name. Remember Joseph, in the time of his distress, kept the commandments. Do not fear the words of sinners, for their splendor will turn into dung and worms. Today it will be exalted, but tomorrow they will not be found, because they will have returned to the dust, and their plans will have perished. For Mattathias' sons, well, they became the Maccabees. Their revolt not only destroyed the idols in the area of Judea, but also gained respect of other military by using guerrilla warfare. Maccabees is translated as hammer. They go in and just hammer them and then get out. Very appropriate, because they broke every idol in the land. The Maccabees entered Jerusalem in triumph and ritually cleansed the second temple and reestablished traditional worship according to the Torah. This rededication became the Festival of Lights, the Festival of Dedication, or what we're about to celebrate, Hanukkah. The second temple needed to be prepared for even greater things to come. Joseph had a dream. Now, Joseph was a righteous man and was engaged to Mary, but she was found to be pregnant with a child from the Holy Spirit. Ponder the meaning of this and ask yourself, how would you react? The Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. We don't know much about Joseph. It's written that he took care of Mary. He worked as a carpenter and provided a home in Galilee for his family. He provided young Jesus access to the temple, the second temple prepared for him. It's not much to go on, but what an awesome opportunity to be with the one who saves us. We are on the eve of something great. Today is the eve of Hanukkah and Christmas. So, here you are. Where is it all going for you? Ponder the meaning of these holidays. Go and read the first couple of chapters of Luke and Matthew. Remember the deeds of our ancestors. Every day, rededicate your body as a temple of the Holy Spirit within you. You too can receive great honor and everlasting name by holding steadfast, trusting, and actively following the Lord. Here I am, Lord. Shabbat Shalom.